Chatter and lore.
Alchemy!
Hello, and welcome to Rude Alchemy, Chatter, and Lore. I'm Andy.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Tom.
And Rude Alchemy is that special place where we talk about Rude Alchemy, why we're doing it, other stuff as well. And here we are, ready to do this. So basically, it's like the thing, this is the like after show.
It's a little rusty.
It's like the after show, right? Like, I want to say Talking Dead, but I don't know if anybody still watches Walking Dead or Talking Dead. So I will just say it's like the little wrap-up show. It's the bonus content that's really easy for us to produce. And it's much worse artistically, but way more popular than our actual work. So this is what it is. So the real point of this disclaimer is if this is the first thing of ours you're listening to because it's the latest thing on the feed, just stop that right now. Stop it immediately and go back to the very beginning of the feed and listen to Carver Cranebottom, episode one. Then listen to the 68 other episodes. Then you can listen to this one. So really, this whole thing could have just been summed up as listen to this podcast in order.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Thank you.
Or do what you want.
Or do whatever you want and leave a bad, angry iTunes review about how it's us talking.
Please.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? Well, let me tell you. We should probably post-mort a little bit of Carver Cranebottom Academy, so we'll do some sort of round-robin question and answer. And then Thomas has a game that he's prepared. It took you 3 months to get this together.
Oh,
I think.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah. 100%.
And I have the lore portion, which is the story portion. So why don't we get started with the round robin? And I will ask the first question because that is the polite thing for me, Andy Wertner, to do. I think let's just, I'll ask somebody, and then they ask somebody who hasn't been asked yet. That way everybody gets one question, one answer, and then we can go home. All right?
Great.
Oh, I'm just going to drink some water.
He's got to get ready.
I miss his squirt bottle. He used to have a squirt bottle where you'd hear him squirt.
Please, just keep going, Andy. Andy, got to get back on. Get back on.
The bottle is long
gone. Straight down his throat.
It
was like hit his uvula.
All right, so I shall ask somebody a question. It just has to be perfect. So just give me a second. All right, I'm gonna ask. Who wants the question? That'll help me decide.
I'll take it.
Okay, so Tom, my question for you is. Regarding Carver Cranebottom Academy, what did you feel was the... Did you feel that the love story... Really
Wait, you cut out there. Did I feel what?
That the love story really came across...
Is that it? Came across?
Just talk about the love story. Talk about what you thought about the love story.
I don't want this question anymore.
Okay.
This is a good question for Whalen to answer.
No, it's not.
Is it between Baz and Carve? Or
here, I'll start.
Baz,
I'll start.
Cordelia, well, I want to know how you interpret it. I want to know how...
I'll start.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see.
Yeah. I'll start. Because Andy obviously doesn't have a question ready. So I'll start.
You have a question ready?
My question is to whoever came up with the... and I forget who it was. Obviously, it wasn't Waylon. So it was either Wertner or Kane. who came up with the idea for Carver Academy? Was there an outline? Did we have an outline?
Andy was the story editor.
Yeah, I had the outline.
Okay.
But I don't know if I invented the idea of Carver Academy. Somebody else brought up, let's do something where they were young.
I'm pretty sure I did. Yeah. And then Andy quickly chimed in with, like, Baz, your original idea, your thought was like Baz was keeping stats for like the cricket team or something, which I thought was hilarious, or the rugby team. Or, you
know. All right, well, then my question is to Andy then. Where did you come up with the names of the character? I'm always interested in, like, how do you develop the character names? Like, you came up with some really good ones this time, like Crust Wedge and Cordelia. And I just was wondering, like, where did those... was it just spontaneous, just whatever you came up with? Did it come from some kind of thought process that you had? Where did the names of the characters come from this season?
Well, I think specifically the one I'm probably most proud of is Reverend Fat. And I thought, okay, here's a character. He's going to be a fat reverend. And so I named him Reverend Fat. Does that answer your question? Or
I think... I think that answers my question perfectly.
Oh, that's okay, good.
Perfect. Good.
So it's all right. What you're saying is that it is an artistic process.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Andrew.
Unfortunately, now it's Andy's turn to ask a question. Oh, yes.
Andrew. I'm sure that gave him plenty of time to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. At what point when you listened back to the completed season, what were the moments... What was the moment or moments where you were most out of control when your body so consumed with laughter? Were there any moments like that?
You mean from listening to Carver Academy?
Yeah.
Because
I have one, and I really wanted someone to ask me this question.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not going to happen, so. Oh, God, I don't know. The dream is very funny, it's his dream. It's Baz's. Yeah. He's sleeping.
That was my answer.
That's yours.
Yeah, I had to lay down. I was getting a little afraid.
Yeah, I remember recording it was very funny too. Like we could barely get through recording it. I believe Ryan Whalen wrote the dream, and so it's actually very convenient. I can now throw a question to Ryan. We co-wrote that episode, Ryan and I. I did not know what to do with the dream as co-writer, so we just left it there as a little magical gem in the episode that doesn't really get any kind of explanation or follow up.
Just left it
so
intact.
So Ryan, my question for you, Ryan, is where for the dream? Why? Where did that come from?
Oh, just. I don't know. I just trying to understand Basil a little bit and couldn't do it, so I just started throwing words together. I don't know. I felt like there was some tenderness in his childhood, and some absolute terrifying horror, and that, you know, it probably came out, you know. In his dreams a lot, I guess. Yeah. So I guess that's my
backstory. Character backstory.
That's my shitty answer.
Emotional tension. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Quick question, I guess. Who hasn't received a question yet?
That would be me.
Tom, well, I guess, I mean, in your opinion, did you feel this season was significantly raunchier than every other season before? If yes, where did that come from? I mean, Andy was really on fire on this. Because You wrote 3 episodes, Andy? Sorry, Tom, go ahead.
I think I only wrote 1 and 4, and Andrew wrote number 2, and Andrew and you co-wrote 3.
Oh, that's right. Andy did a whole... Yeah, okay. Sorry, yeah. Tom, go ahead.
I would not say that I thought it was raunchier, but I do think that on a whole, it was funnier. And usually what happens is, this was the first time we released the season basically all at once, because we spent 3 or 4 months writing it and recording it, and then we launched it all at once in January. And I notoriously have a horrible memory, so usually as soon as we're done with an episode, like that night, I forget everything. And so whenever it gets released that month, I listen to it, and it's like I'm listening to it for the first time.
Yeah.
And I'm always kind of surprised by how funny we are. But this time, listening to all of the episodes in a row, binging them in a 24-hour period, I was like, this is hilarious. And
we're great.
I just wanted to compliment us, I guess. we are absolutely awesome at this.
Oh.
I texted you guys. I said there was a line. I just forget about these lines. These one-offs, like the
autism.
What was it? The autism line. I can't believe I didn't. I guess because when we're actually recording it and we're all up against the clock and there's a little bit of a pressure and stress of okay, well, let's just get this done. I don't revel in it. I don't enjoy I don't live in the moment of it. And so when I'm listening to it, I'm like, I can't believe I didn't die when we were recording that episode. I almost had to pull over the car. I was listening to the way we were. It was that is one of my favorite jokes of all time, not just in our Rude Alchemy, ever. So I don't know if it was raunchier. We've had some pretty disgusting things done. But it was it was. I liked releasing it all at once. I think that's I think that is easier to listen to instead of these month long breaks between the episodes.
I'll say, Tom, too, I don't think, from my recollection, Andy doesn't break a lot too much, and I felt like he broke a lot, in the recording process of because we have special privy to the blooper ahead of time, and I went back and listened to that, of course, and it was the fuckhead sequence. Andy could not get fuckhead. He just loved calling someone a fuckhead. Just absolutely tickled Andy's dick.
I have not listened to that yet. I'm very excited.
I can really delight myself with my writing. I do feel like it's very.
No, I wrote that. It was the part where he's insulting Corey.
Fuckhead.
It's because it comes after a long stream of overly verbose insults, and then he ends it with "fuck it."
Okay,
I loved Basilton this year. Or Basil. This is just.
I'm almost sure I had him say "fuckhead" in the first scene of the first episode as well, but I may not have. I may not have had so much laughing at that one.
And this is a great place to remind people that aren't giving us their money that if you want to give us your money, you could listen right now. You could listen to a 28 minute, which is basically as long as an actual episode. The blooper reel for Carver Crane Bottom Academy is 28 minutes long. It's basically a whole episode of us screwing up and laughing and hating our lives.
And
go ahead and give us that money.
Right. And while we're giving ourselves credit for this tremendous series, I would like to just officially and seriously acknowledge resident sound designer Mr. Michael Hahn.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Who just doesn't get any of the accolades. He doesn't get any of the women. I mean, at most at most he'll get like Tom scraps, and oh my god.
Is he married? What's his story?
I think we're going to not reveal his relationship status unless he wants us to, because trust me, he could have any woman, man, or child that he wanted.
Is he handsome?
He's a beautiful man.
Let's give, I mean, yes, I don't want to take away from that. He's a wonderful person, but we had the best guest star this year too, this season.
She was
Boggles?
Fantastic.
Elena Poggles.
Goodness.
She was
great.
Who
is she?
She's an actress in Chicago. She's great.
Chicago?
Chi-Town.
How do you know her? I mean, she was your connection, right?
Yeah, we did some stuff, some regional theater in Philly.
Oh, well, she was fantastic.
She's great.
Very good.
And Mike Hahn and Elena Poggles, they get the...
Maybe they should get together.
They're the true heroes.
Maybe they should get together.
They're the
that
MVPs.
Would be an amazing wedding.
I actually did a show with Elena and Mike doing sound design. Was so there... we all three have worked together. So
they know there's a connection there. I think we should make this happen.
Were there sparks? Were there sparks?
Yeah, were there sparks?
I bet not.
No, it was probably...
Elena is married, so...
Well,
that's okay. That's nothing but an obstacle.
Our audience is such a small little group, you know. It's like, we're not gonna kick up any controversy with that.
No, you're right.
So, yeah, Mike and Elena, go ahead and get together.
I hope Elena's husband doesn't listen to this.
He definitely does. He's a great guy, too.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Now I feel like an asshole.
His name is Alex. Hi, Alex.
Alex, you're awesome. Thanks for everything. This has gone from thanking Elena and Mike to begging Elena's
to
husband
apologize.
To not kill us.
And we're back.
Are we just doing this in one take?
Now we always do. Every time.
It's been a long time.
We've ever done it. And now I'm going to turn things over to the esteemed, very reverend Thomas Aurelius Hodgkin.
Yeah, I wish. Yeah. That'd be amazing. Okay. We're going to do, I think we did a game like this once. And I don't remember when or if it actually happened. But this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna do a Who Said It. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if. Okay, so the idea is like I'm gonna read a line, and you have to tell me the character that said it for 1 point, and if you can tell me the episode in which it was said,
wow.
You get 3 points.
All right.
So wow. I think we're going to have to do like a vocal buzzer, and whoever Ooh. Buzzes in will have to answer it, okay?
I'm just going to turn my mic off for this. I'll be good.
Oh.
Turn your mic off? Oh, like you're not going to get any of these?
I'm not going to get any of these.
Okay, so the first one is, ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Will rub-a-dub your fat wife's stupid face in our
buzz,
tub
Andy,
too, you
buzz,
skinny kid.
Buzz, kids. Andy, Andy, buzz, buzz.
Yes.
That is butcher. It's butcher.
Okay, Andy gets 1 point. And Andy, for an extra three, I'm sorry, for an extra...
Season one, episode two.
Whoa!
He wrote that line. Yeah,
that's a total of 4 points. Wow. Very impressed. Very impressed. It's going to get harder, though. Okay, ready? Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Take what back? His knees weakened under the weight of the explosive pressure barely contained behind his puckering, bulging anus.
Buzz.
Kane?
The narrator.
Okay. Would you like to guess the episode?
No.
Would anybody else like to buzz in to guess the episode? Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
I will. I'll guess. And there's no penalty for guessing, right?
There's a 1 point penalty if you get it wrong.
Never mind.
But you're at 4, so you've got plenty of...
No. Andy's winning tonight.
All right. Let's just guess.
Okay, fine. No penalty. Jabez Flintwick, episode 3?
Ooh.
Two.
Episode 5.
All right.
All right, here we go. It's going to get a little harder now. Look alive, everybody.
I got this.
Here we go. Absolutely. Like, I bet they have families and probably other responsibilities like work. But there they are, just doing what they can. Is it perfect? Not even close. Is it mildly entertaining? Sure, at parts, every now and then. And isn't that enough?
Buzz.
Kane.
Oh, shit.
Is it Carver Cranebottom?
you're going for the three-pointer right away. And no, it's not.
Oh.
Okay, I got it. It's Bruff Tax. Andy. It's Bruff Taxwind. Said it. Right?
No, it's not. No.
Oh, okay then.
Waylon, you're awfully quiet. Would you like to just venture a guess? Just guess. You know the names of the seasons and most of the characters. Go ahead.
I'll say it's narrator.
Hmm. No. Okay. So that was town person one.
Jesus.
From Buffoon episode 3.
Wow. Buffoon.
Remember the buffoon?
No.
I tried to block it out.
I didn't remember until I was doing this game.
Wait, did we did a season 2 of Buffoon, didn't we?
No, you
No. The buffoon was kind of like a spin-off of the Plague Clowns.
Plague right. Clowns, that's
same general universe.
Yes.
Okay, just a little count here. Andy has 4 points, Kane has 1, and Waylon has 0. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Yep.
Come now, you sour yodeling gravy scraper. I saw you squeezing your lemon like it was...
Buzz.
Yes. Kaner.
It's Horse Commons from Bruff Taxwind episode 2.
It is Horse Commons from Bruff, but it was episode 4.
Oh, son of a gun.
So you only get 1 point for that.
Okay.
Very close, though. Good job. Yeah, I didn't even finish.
Thank you.
Great line, though. Have you been dejuicing it? I see. That's funny. You guys remember? I could have written. I have no idea what I wrote. It doesn't matter if I wrote it.
It doesn't matter if I wrote
it. It's out. Right? It's in one ear and out the other. Okay. Here we go. Now, don't get upset. It's just been driving me crazy all these years. Phew. Thank God that's off my chest. Oh, and you mispronounced the word across. It's not across. It's across. Across. Across.
Oh, buzz.
Andy.
Yes, Andy. Okay. All right. Fable G. Lexington.
No. Sorry, it's not right. Fable G. Lexington. I'm not sure that's even the right season.
Oh, no.
Would anybody else like to venture a guess? Waylon, any ideas, buddy?
Across, it's not across. I can't even think of a character to even guess.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Let's move on. I was worried that was going to be the easiest one. I was worried that was too easy. That was Harold from Poe. Season 1, episode 2.
Oh, yes.
Of
the
course.
Ghost that gets his voice.
Of course.
Yes.
Oh, I wrote that. Maybe.
Yeah, you did.
Or
write
you,
that.
Did. You did. No, it was me. Okay.
No, it's definitely you. Definitely you.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. A fearful child who would grow to be a fearful man. I have no use for fear, not when it manifests as weakness. But you wouldn't know about that, would you? Your fear has always been a strength, has it not?
Buzz.
Ryan Buzz.
Oh,
let Ryan
you know
go.
What?
Let Ryan go.
Waylon, Wertner came in first, but I'm definitely going with Waylon.
No, you can be fair.
No. You go ahead, buddy.
Well, now that I think of it, I think it's wrong. But Tangier?
Yes. 1 point for Waylon.
Very good.
What episode?
Tangier. Oh, God. He's been in a couple. He's been in. I'm going to say. Can I hear the quote again? No.
Excuse me.
Oh.
I'm going to say Bruff Season 2, Episode 3.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Way off.
So let's figure this out here, because the way it was numbered was that this is Season 2. But does anybody remember how many episodes were in season 1 of Bruff?
5.
Okay. So you said season 2, episode what?
3.
Oh, you're one off. Episode 2. Oh.
Wow.
But great. Okay,
I'm
so Andy's got 4. Yeah, you got on the board, man. You got 1. Kane has 2. Andy has 4. This is great. Okay. One more, and then we do have a bonus.
Okay.
This is the last real one. In short, it was his unfortunate girth and not the strangler's grasp that did him in.
Buzz.
Tanner.
Shit.
It's Reverend Crustwedge from Carver Cranebottom.
Oh, this
Academy.
Yeah.
Episode 2.
Very good.
Fuck.
Andrew. I was really hoping that nobody would get that one, and I could be like, we just did that season. You guys are idiots. Did not work out that way. So Kane pulls ahead with 5. Andy has 4. Whalen has 1. This is a bonus one.
No, I have 6, because I just got 4 points.
No, yes, you did. You did.
No, he gets 3. It's an addition. It's total of 3 points.
No, it's because you have
4.
Yeah, you have 4.
That's because I've had multiple things right.
Nope, you only got 1 right.
All right, then, moving right along.
Character is 1, episode is 3. Okay, here's the bonus. This is for, let's say it's for 3 points. So there's no way Whalen can win.
Just to ensure that there's no way Whalen can win.
No, you know what? Let's make it. This is going to be worth 7 points. So Whalen could theoretically win, okay? Let's begin with what you want. Are you happy living like this? Living like an animal, a fugitive constantly on the run? Does it please you that the thought of suicide, once as foreign a concept as any to you, now brings you comfort?
Buzz?
Andy!
I don't know. I just wanted to be the first to buzz, so I could sort of reserve my space as I continue to think about this.
Oh, it's like the way he asks questions.
Yeah.
Okay, time's up. Anybody can buzz in?
I think I got it.
Okay.
I don't think I actually got it, but I think it might be Missandra.
No. Damn. No, it's not. No. All right. It was Proctor. And it was from the Halloween special.
Of course.
I thought it was from the Halloween special. I just had no idea what character.
That would have been 3 points right there, man.
Dang, too bad I won anyway.
You did win with 6 points to Andy's 4 and Whalen's 1. Very, very entertaining again. I think I'm going to retire from the game because they always suck.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome, guys.
Well done, Tom.
And we're back. Oh, wait, I got to get my story up here. Oh, here it is. I got it. All right. So I'm going to read the story. I just shuffle some windows around on my computer. All right.
Is this a long story?
It shouldn't be more than an hour. All right. So actually, I didn't really write a story. Remember how we were... There was like this joke we were doing maybe when we were recording the first Academy or whatever. And I had said Chipmunk Monk.
Yeah.
As a possible season.
Yeah.
And then.
No, I don't remember that at all.
Okay. And then I had. And then, of course, there's Reverend Fat Reverend, which I thought would be a great season. And nobody was really like on board with me on that at all. So since I invented the character of Reverend Fat, I am going to just take that character and I'm going to develop some of my own intellectual property just for that character.
Okay.
And so I've started developing a feature screenplay called Reverend Fat, Fat Reverend. And I just want to read you the first few pages, which is all I have written right now. But I think it's going to be enough to get me some meetings, maybe.
Is it like a spec script?
Yeah, totally a spec script. But like, I mean, people are going to snatch this up. I mean, this is not speculation. It implies that like you think people might want to buy your script.
Sure,
they'll be buying it. Okay. All right. I'm gonna go ahead and read it. All right. Here we go. Fade in. Exterior rubbish heap day. A Victorian rubbish heap outside London on the Thames. Seagulls bicker over scraps of fish and chips and other gross and incorrectly named British food. A particular gull, let's call him Stephen, 20s, lands saucily next to an old baked beans on toast that was from fucking breakfast a week earlier. Breakfast! Fucking baked beans! Anyway, old Stephen sets to happily beak boning the beans when shroop, and that was a separate action line in all caps, like a sound effects kind of thing. Okay. A hand explodes from under the bean toast and snatches poor Stephen round the neck. He is killed instantly. We follow his fickle brethren as they squawk off into the sky and past a blood-red setting sun. We hear Stephen's bones snapping and the wet, greedy sound of munch, munch, crunch, munch, crunch. Interior hot girl's apartment, night. A really fucking hot girl, but like she doesn't know she's hot, you know, like everyone's best friend and super cool and super chill and just so super hot and nice and into you and like just so hot and all she wants to do is just please you and be hot and chill and cool and hot. Vanessa, 20s, steps dripping out of the shower. Nude, totally nude, naked, full frontal. Yeah, now I bet you want to see this movie. Wonder if they'll let me have a say in casting. Anyway, there's no bush, okay? Can we just agree on that? Can we just agree on that one thing at least? I know, it's not really cool to say that, but let me ask you something. And all of the R-rated movies you've ever seen, I assume you've seen a fair amount of nudity. No, I'm not talking only boobs. I'm talking nudity. Have you ever once seen a lady without a gross pubic-y thicket? No, you haven't. Now, let me ask you this. In real life, have you ever seen a young lady with one? No. Probably not, and not just because you're a virgin, but because we've enjoyed over the past 10 to 12 years an absolute golden age of female grooming, and our cinema has not reflected this phenomenon accurately. I'm going to set the record straight with this one blockbuster movie featuring the super hot character called Vanessa, who is like a girl next door and fashion model at the same time, but also super cool and chill. Anyway, she doesn't use a towel. She doesn't fucking care. Yeah, long day. So she just walks to the fridge, grabs a beer, and sits on the couch, butt-ass, stark-ass, naked, and the couch is getting all soggy, and now she's getting cold, and... Okay, this is getting a little gross even for me, so yeah, okay. She grabs a towel. Interior hot girl's bedroom. Just as Vanessa finishes toweling off her long, sensual, and hairless legs... Her video chat big screen phone thing rings. Now, she lets the towel drop before she answers. Now, let me explain for the actress, who should be hot with big boobs, but they have to be proportional. The motivation behind the towel drop is so simple it could easily be missed. Don't think she's doing it to manipulate the video caller or to be shocking or whatever. No. It's because she so doesn't even think about how hot she is. Like, she really, honestly, truly doesn't know it, like, at all, that she lets the towel drop absentmindedly just so she can reach the video chat remote a little bit easier and hit the red answer button. On screen, Colonel Killington, 60s, eye patch appears. Damn it, Vanessa. Do you ever wear clothes? Vanessa says, huh? Oh, I didn't even notice. I was too busy thinking about video games and football and cooking snacks and staying quiet and being and being constantly available for intercourse. Note. Here is a list of actresses who would be acceptable to play Vanessa. Mila Kunis, Anna Kendrick, Halle Berry, Princess Kate, Princess... Princess Megan. I gotta Google something real quick. Okay. All right, yeah, she's 18. Okay, Willow Smith.
Willow Smith!
Tom Brady's wife. Ronda Rousey. Meryl Streep.
What?
Tracy Miller from 7th grade English, who was my soulmate, and then she moved away. Can you guys track her down? Also, Dame Helen Mirren. Anyway, that's all I have. But I really think I'm going to be able to get meetings and stuff from that. So
that's it?
That's all you got. So if you guys want in, like, you know.
I think this is the only story in the history of Chatter and Lore that Tom has listened to the entire thing of.
It absolutely is. Yep. I was like, I'm so glad I did.
70 episodes, and this is the first one that Tom has actually listened
to. There was definitely going to be more, but I ran out of time, and it's all the same shit. There would have been more of this shit. I would have liked to have had more Reverend Fat actually in it, but, you know, you got to establish the protagonist first, and he's more the monster. So...
That was very good, Andy. Very, very good.
Thank you.
Willow Smith is 18?
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. And
she's not even that attractive.
I haven't seen a picture of her.
I just Googled her. She's not attractive at all.
Well, point is, it's... never mind. I have a master's in writing for stage and screen, by the way.
Yeah. It's obvious. Okay. It's obvious. Of all the precious little diamonds in that script, I really think my favorite was that the seagull is in his 20s.
I didn't catch that. That was good.
I really, really like that.
If you've ever read a screenplay, it's just you got to know the age. Holy shit! I think that's
really important.
That's it. Andrew, list all of the people that.
Thank you to our Patreon patrons, Tomb Depth Denizens, Aaron Ricklick, Craig Sizzes, Edward Cardenas, Gregory McClure, Hunter the Dervish Durbage, Jason Mead, and Jen. Thank you also to our Catacomb Depth Denizens, Aaron, Amazing, Derek, Hedda Paulson, Michael Bonani, Noah Willitsford, Sean Bushnell, Yancey Zim, and Zach McGee. Thank you.
Damn.
Andrew.
Hey.
If somebody wanted to be one of those people, where would they go?
You go to patreon.com/rudealchemy, and you can listen to a 28-minute long blooper reel from Carver Crane Bottom Academy. It's obscene. It's obscene.
And I want to be clear, if it makes you feel better about giving us money, we definitely feel bad about taking it. We talk about it all the time. So at least you can know that we're aware that it's a really stupid thing for you to be doing.
Yeah, and you also get monthly content, even though we're not dropping monthly anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You still get something monthly from us. So if you want to give us your money, you want to be a stupid idiot and give us your money, go ahead and do it. But we're going to give you stuff for giving us your money.
Go
ahead, Tom.
Well, I was just going to be clear. Andy made a great point that we do feel bad about taking the money. But we're so good that that's something we're willing to do. We're willing to feel bad in order for you to give us money. And I think that says a lot about our character.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Some of you are going to be like, what are you doing next? What's next?
Mm.
We don't know what's next. Get off our back, okay?
But something's next.
Something's going to happen, and we'll let you know. You know, we got to, like, put it together. It takes us, if in case you couldn't tell, it takes us, like, months to do this shit. So, like, take a breath, you know, get a hobby. And, you know, I don't know, 6 months to a year, we'll have another season. But, like, give us your money, and maybe it'll come out faster. I don't know.
Let us know if you like the new format, too. Drop us a note on Facebook or Twitter.
Also, like, if enough of you give us money, like, I'm talking thousands of you, then everything will definitely come out faster. Like, that's just definite, because we'll just...
Yeah,
because
then we can all quit our jobs and just do this full time.
Right.
So really, it's on you guys if you want this to keep going.
Get your friends and your family.
I like how when we first started. I'm sorry, Waylon. I like how when we first started the Patreon thing, Kane's pitch was like, "We don't want to use advertisers," as if advertisers are knocking down our door.
Yeah, like get off our backs, advertisers.
We want to keep this place ad free, man.
Yeah. Yeah, Casper mattresses and cook it at your home self meals that sponsor every other goddamn podcast on the planet except for us.
Dollar Shave Club and
leave us alone. Leave us alone.
Stop emailing us.
We don't care. Okay, we're independent creators.
We would take that money so fast.
No, we would say thanks, but no thanks because we got to do advertisements that the announcer comes up with, like. Horse blood. I don't even remember what
I'm going to write. I'm going to write down horse blood.
Horse blood brought to you by horse blood from a horse.
Wait, what did you think I said? Say. Horse? You're a sick fuck, man.
There's one. See, they write themselves.
Look at that. Advance. Promos. Ryan, what were you going to say?
No, I was just saying I've been yearning for some fan art. I was just so impressed in those early days with the fan art, and I think Carver Academy is ripe for some.
Get us some of that like creepy anime.
I was going to say, I'd love to see
Corey.
Yeah, I want a boy love just, manga. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, exactly. Just
a boy love.
Yeah,
boy love. That's a manga. Thing. What is that?
Andrew knows all about it.
I've watched South Park, so I know all about it.
I watched South Park too, but again, I don't remember anything.
Everything I know, I learned from South Park. No, it's like, you know, it's like little like schoolboys, I guess.
Romances.
That's what they do because it's the kids at the school are like drawing Craig and Tweak or someone as they start drawing them as a couple, and so they have to like become a couple because everyone's drawing these. Anime pictures of them. South Park does it much better. Go watch South Park. Maybe South Park will sponsor us. All right,
did you
is that
guys want to like? Should we pitch?
Can I stop recording?
Oh, yeah, we don't want them to hear our ideas.
Right, yeah, we should say goodbye.
That would ruin it.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
So long.
Welcome is Mr. Thomas Hodgkin, Mr. Andrew Kane, Mr. Ryan Whalen, and Mr. Andy Wertner. Wait, is that the right order? No. Rude Alchemy is Mr. Thomas Hodgkin, Mr. Andrew Kane, Mr. Andy Rude Alchemy is Mr. Thomas Hodgkin, Mr. Andrew Kane, Mr. Ryan Whalen. No. Rude Alchemy is Mr. Thomas Hodgkin, Mr. Andy Rude Alchemy is Mr. Thomas Hodgkin. Rude Alchemy is Mr. Thomas Hodgkin, Mr. Andrew Kane, Mr. Andy Wertner, and Mr. Ryan Whalen. Rude Alchemy, chatter and lore is a thing. If you want to do things for us, like give us money, go to rudealchemy.com/support. Do you guys really need the credits anymore? I guess you do.